Luca Filoni grew up in Turin, in northern Italy, and eventually built a successful career as a strategy consultant with Bain & Company in London and San Francisco. But it was while working on a project in the fashion industry that he saw a big opportunity to start his own company. So what happened next? This is Eureka, I'm Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. This week, Luca shares why he quit his job, how he launched his own menswear brand, and what he's learned along the way.
I was studying at the London School of Economics, and when you're in this environment, you know, finance and consulting are the obvious field that they make you believe are the best things on the planet. And so you somehow get a job in these companies, and eventually, years later, you somehow find your true inspiration in life, and you change career. Actually, Bain played a big role in finding this opportunity that I'm doing now, because I learned about the fashion industry a bit better when I was at Bain on a project, and when I was in San Francisco, I came across a few startups in the field that really explained me how the industry works. Hours are long, but you know, like Bain is probably a better lifestyle than other consulting companies or banks. But again, you learn a lot, so it's a good trade-off the first few years in your career. You put in the hours, but you get out the learnings, and you travel, you see many industries, you see many countries, and I have no regrets on starting my career there. So the first time I was in Milan, we were analyzing luxury companies, and I had to speak to many managers of both stores and brands. So I learned about consumers' behavior and menswear, how people make choices, etc. Then also I went to, Bain sent me to America for 6 months, to San Francisco and Silicon Valley. And there I got friends in a few startups that were actually the first direct-to-consumer brands like Everlane, and they explained me how the industry works and how much markup the stores put in, like multiplying the brand revenue by 3. And so like I thought what brands were doing there, cutting the middleman, we could have done with the same model for the Italian highest quality products. When I moved to London during my university years, about 12 years ago, I always bought my clothes in my trip back to Italy. And I never thought about it rationally, but then later in the years, and you know, it was always difficult to find brand that you trust abroad, and I know it in Italy, I have the inside knowledge of which store in the neighborhood is good, and you can find good value for money. And I always thought it should have been easier to access that kind of style and value for money worldwide. But again, in London, the only brands that sold that style were Loro Piana and Cucinelli, for instance, which they were very expensive and out of reach for me and for most people, even with good jobs. So I thought something could have been done using the direct-to-consumer model to sell the same materials, the same products at a better value for money. When you start a business, you also have to think from, if I say from the heart, it sounds cheesy, but you have to work, you know, 15 hours a day on something. And before it becomes successful, you have to put 10 years of work at least. And so it has to be something you like and that drives you and makes you want to wake up early in the morning. And for fashion was that I had that drive. Other ideas, maybe they were even better potential or lower risk, but I would not have had that drive. Step one were many steps in parallel. One of them was going to Italy, you know, first Ryanair flight in the morning, and you rent a Fiat 500. You drive across, you know, Tuscany and Lombardia, all these regions that are famous for manufacturing. And you meet the people, you learn about the products little by little. You start doing some prototypes here and there, you start trying them. That was on the manufacturing side. And of course, on the branding, there is all the business planning and like, yeah, naming the company was something that took me a long while to decide. When you analyze all the brands that became successful in the fashion industry, 95% of them are all named after the founder, and that's because people, first of all, they trust more. If you put a name on it, you believe in the products, you know, it must be good, and two, it's a designer product, so it must be worth more. But of course, it's also risky to do that, because if then the company fails, like, also your name fail in a way. In Italy, for instance, the minimum orders are smaller than China, much smaller, so that's good. And shipping time are very fast to UK compared to China, where maybe you have to, you know, get containers and it takes weeks. The challenges are, of course, you pay a bit more, much more, but the quality is also higher. And through working with Italians is not easy. You know, when I was in consulting, I was used to the fact you send an email to someone, 2 minutes later you have a reply, and you know, everyone is there to help you and everyone is extremely professional in the working. With Italian artisans, you call them and sometimes they don't pick up, they don't return the call for days, they don't reply emails, they don't, some of them don't have emails. So it's a bit more complicated. You have to take a plane sometimes to meet them. Every day is learning. You know, as again, when I was in consulting, everything somehow works. You have suppliers that are super professional to make sure that everything is good for you, etc. All the people that around you are been selected and they're actually good. Like, when you have your own business, everything that can go wrong will possibly go wrong at some point. So you have to plan for that and you have to learn from it. At the beginning, I got, every time something wrong happens, you get a bit sad and you get depressed. But then you realize actually you have to use it as your strength. So when something happens, you have to learn from it and you have to flip that on your advantage. And, you know, you have to make sure next time, first of all, that doesn't happen again. And you make the process stronger for the mistake not happening. So what doesn't kill you make you stronger. I believe in that.
Italian entrepreneur Luca Filoni on how he built his menswear brand. Eureka's back again next Friday. But before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond, and I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.